We have been discussing Tachdun and specifically Nefilas Apayim. But what's interesting is that it's not the term we find in Halacha. The Rambam views Tachdun, as we've said, as an integral part of Tefillah. So much so that he lists Tachdun as one of the eight things that characterizes Tefillah. But when the Rambam presents Tachdun, he also calls it Hishtachavaya, to prostration, to bow down. The emphasis here, and when we're saying Tachdun, is clearly, as we have discussed, is not about what I am saying, but the position that I am saying it. After davening, where we stood tall and we davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we now fall on our face. The Tachdun Tefillah is not an opportunity to speak more, but really it shows us about relationship with Hashem. What is the meaning, Hishtachavaya? We usually find in Tanakh that bowing is often good news. Eliezer bows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he hears Bisuel's family agrees to the match of Yitzchak and Rivka. The Jews bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe and Aaron tell them that they're going to be redeemed. In both cases, it expresses gratitude. That's bowing. It's how we bow during Modim. We fall over in a sense of being Makir Tov and feeling subservient. When I am feeling gratitude in HaKaras HaTov, it is because I needed you. I needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it for me. However, explains Rav Ezra Bick in his Sefer on Tefillah, Nefilas Apayim is more extreme. Because here, it's not that I am lower than you, Hashem, and I need you, and I'm thanking you, and I could not have done this without you, but rather that I am nothing. I am nothing. In your presence, I'm nothing. That's why in davening, the Rambam calls it kriya, to bow. The prostration after davening is called hishtachavaya. Think about what's happened. In davening, when I say my Shemona Esrei, I am the servant of Hashem, and I, Baruch Hashem, we're invited to an audience 3 times a day. What an amazing opportunity to sit, to talk, to open Lefnei Hashem, Yishboch, Sicho, to have a meeting with Hashem. And that requires, as we've discussed in different shiurim in our Smichas Chaver, that I appear in big day tefillah, that I appear standing upright, that I have a seat, that I, it kavod tefillah. Because the meeting is important, it's dignified. And that meeting elevates man. We got a chance to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to talk to him. But Tachdun Nefilas Apayim is the opposite. The honor of having been called before the king fades away and we feel in somewhat helpless. Just as there's bowing for good news in Tanakh, there's also bowing for bad news, as Moshe and Aaron, as we said, fall on their faces. And that says there's Rebik so beautifully, is the relationship to Tefillah. In Shemona Esrei, I have it a way, a text, a measured way of how to ask for things. I praise, and then I request, and then I thank, and I do all of those things. But then when I'm all done, I fall over and I beg and I plead and I sort of let out a krechs. It's like Rabbi Soloveitchik says at the end of Yom Kippur, when we blow the shofar, it's because all the tefillos that we said many of them. Sometimes I need one more cry. When everything else fails, we just turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we throw ourselves on the ground and we beg because we're helpless. And that's the end of tefillah. That's the end. And that's why it begins with Va'anachnu lo neda. We just don't know what to do. And these are two parts, the bookends, our tefillah. Part of tefillah is me standing upright, tall, strong, confident, and at the same time understanding that I'm helpless, I fall over, and I beg and I plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant me good and to grant me success.